The government's My COVID website has the inevitable technical issues. Yesterday, so the My COVID My Health account, that was made available to everyone. This is the website where you sign up, have all your login details, NHIA number, etc. on. Trouble was, IT security expert Daniel Ayres, he decided to use basic software to determine the safety, found a number of problems, while other safety check websites are already giving it scores of D and D minus. Daniel Ayres is with us. Daniel, morning.
Good morning, mate.
Now, you know I'm not a wonk. Is there anything on there I'd need to be worried about? Would I just punch in my name, would be away and laughing, or is this a cluster?
Well, the problem here is that this is a brand new website. It's just been released, and it's got security problems in it. And like, well, what's going on? It's like if you go and buy a new car, and you turn up to the car yards to pick up your new car, and it's got a busted headlight, and the passenger door doesn't open.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, hold on a second. You know, this is a brand new car. This is not what you expect if you pick up your new car. So, okay, the problems aren't that severe. There's, you know, four or five problems with this website. Not the end of the world, but, you know, brand new website, it shouldn't have any problems at all. And it starts to make you wonder, look, what's going on here?
How does this work, by the way? When governments set up these things, do they contract out to world's best practice, or do they just get a couple of locals called Bob and Stephen to draw it up internally?
Well, I don't. I mean, it would have been contracted out. I don't know who's built the website. But, you know, problem number one here is that whoever's built the website hasn't done as good a job as you'd really want. I mean, we're all going to be forced to use this thing. This is the thing that allows us to get our vaccine certificates.
Mm.
And, you know, the government's making these noises about how we're going to need these things. So, you know, literally millions of us are going to want to log into this thing and you know, set up our accounts
right.
and get our info. So problem number one is that it hasn't been built as well as it should have been. And problem number two is that before it was released to the world, it should have been security tested. And either it hasn't been or it hasn't been tested properly. I mean, these are problems that were, you know, relatively easily found within a few minutes.
And are those sort of problems you found, are they the sort of people, are they having a meeting in a whiteboard right now going, oh God, Daniel's busted us and they can fix it by this afternoon?
I don't think, well, some of the problems will be easily fixed, some less so, but the concerning thing is the problems were so easily found, why weren't they found and fixed before the thing was released? I mean, D and D minus is not really the security rating you want on your latest health website.
I would agree, Daniel. I appreciate your expertise as always. Daniel Ayres, they've got problems in South Australia as well. They've been using QR codes and since December of last year. So they've requested the Auditor General conduct a review because part of the law was that after 28 days, the Cabinet and the government had to delete this stuff, which they have been doing, but some of the health boards haven't. So you're expecting all your stuff to vanish after 28 days, but the health boards were going, oh, old Stephen there. And they're holding on to the information. So the inquiry is ensuing in South Australia.